Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring early Motown songs released between 1960 and 1964. This half hour, we'll hear from Barrett Strong, Marvin Gaye, The Contours, The Supremes, Brenda Holloway, Little Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, The Miracles, and The Four Tops. All coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tell Awesome Tomorrow. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Signature tune from the Contours, a great song, Do You Love Me, number 3 from 1962. Before that, a number 15 tune in the U.S. pop charts from 1964, Marvin Gaye, You're a Wonderful One. And we started with Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong, a number 23 tune from 1960. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we're featuring Motown songs released between 1960 and 1964. Well, coming up, the very first number one song that the Supremes ever had from 1964, Where Did Our Love Go? Well, during the early part of 1964, the great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland wrote Where Did Our Love Go, but not for the Supremes. Actually, Lamont Dozier recalled, Where Did Our Love Go was for the Marvelettes. Gladys Horton, their lead singer, was not that fond of the song. I played a little bit of it for her. We had the track already cut, but she just couldn't get into the baby baby and said, no way am I going to sing any junk like this. Well, Holland, Doja, and Holland took the song to the Supremes. They were very low at the totem pole at the time. They'd only had one top 40 song up until this time, and they were with the Motown record label since 1961. But Where Did Our Love Go was recorded on April 8, 1964. By the time that the single was released in June, the Supremes were booked along with Motown artist Brenda Holloway, Gene Pitney, and the Shirelles on Dick Clark's tour called Caravan of Stars. To show you how low the Supremes were on the totem pole, they didn't even get billing when the tour started. They were just bunched in with In Others. Well, as the tour progressed, audience reaction to Where Did Our Love Go grew louder and louder. The single had entered the Hot 100 at number 77 on July 11th, and 6 weeks later, it was number one. Well, here is that first number one, Where Did Our Love Go, right here on Motown Memories.
Baby. Burning, yearning.
requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts. Every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love is a strong for you. This loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. You're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Oh,
Little Stevie Wonder, a song that was recorded and released in 1962 but did not chart, called Contract on Love. Before that, Brenda Holloway in her biggest hit that she ever had, reaching number 13 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964, Every Little Bit Hurts. And we start with the Supremes with their first number one, Where Did a Love Go? This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released from 1960 through 1964. Well, coming up, an early song from Mary Wells, reaching number 45 from 1960, Bye Bye Baby. Well, Bye Bye Baby was written by Mary Wells and produced by Berry Gordy. Mary was 17 at the time and a budding songwriter. Well, Mary met Berry Gordy one evening at Detroit's 20 Graham nightclub in 1960. Mary was hoping that Berry would pass Bye Bye Birdie on to Jackie Wilson so Jackie could record it. But Berry now had his own record label, of course called Motown, and invited Mary and her mother to drop by the Detroit studios for an audition the very next day. He eventually subjected Mary to 22 takes of the song. The strain induced a compelling hoarseness. Well, here is Mary's first charting song, Bye Bye Baby, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, you know you took my
songs here on Motown Memories.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the feet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, and I can tell the way you do the things you do,
the way you do the
all day,
the way you do the things you do.
As pretty as you are,
Well, we've gone through the first half hour of Motown Memories featuring songs from 1960 through 1964. After the break, more songs from the same era, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.